What's happening, my beautiful people? You're now tuned in to the Big and Bright Podcast.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Bright.
Yes, sir.
Hitting them with another flavor for their ear.
Yeah.
Hey, man, this NBA playoffs is getting crazy, right?
Man, it's been a lot of baptisms going on.
Baptisms ain't the word, bro.
A lot of bludgeonings.
What?
Whatever you, what's the word you use?
Bludgeoned?
Bludgeon. A lot of bludgeonings.
Bludgeonings. There you go.
I think that's what I said.
You be killing the words, man. You be killing.
Well, I just really go with baptisms, man. People on Facebook seem to pick that up pretty good. They laugh at me when I say that.
Okay.
I say baptism in Brooklyn. They know what that means.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Oh, man. Speaking of being baptized, man. Yeah, Miami is down 0-3, bro. I didn't see that coming.
I don't think nobody saw that coming.
I mean, you talking about bubble success and all of this stuff, but a lot of guys just aren't playing up to their capability. I mean, Tyler Hero had an off season. Bam Adebayo hasn't had the best, you know, season. So some of the guys just aren't putting forth what they did before. Jimmy Butler is struggling a little bit. I don't know.
But well,
it's a wrap for them.
You can stick a fork in them, bro. They out of there.
Chuck called it, too. Chuck called it. Chuck said they're going to get swept. He said that game two at halftime.
Well.
So, they be getting killed.
Yo, gratefully so, though. But see, the thing is, this is what I tell you about them damn open gym runs. That's all the bubble was open gym runs.
Yeah, the Clippers were down and out for a little bit. They finally got a dub. They were down 2-0. I wasn't expecting that from Dallas.
I told you. What I told you before. What's going to happen on that on the forefront, what's exactly going to happen is the fact that they're going to sit up there and they are going to put Rondo at the point. When you put Rondo at the point, let the offense facilitate and run through him, it's a done deal. You see what I'm saying? It's a done deal. So
got it. Yeah.
That was major.
They, like you and me, had a conversation this week, and I was just telling you, I'm like, man, the combination of point guards that they have is you got two point guards who can't shoot and Rondo and Beverly. And then you got Reggie Jackson, who was streaky. I mean, you got liabilities all over the court, you know, but I mean, they, you know, all of them are strong at something. Patrick Beverly is strong at defense. Reggie Jackson is strong at scoring off the bench if you need it. And Rondo is a great facilitator. He can, you know, get you in the right spots and set you up nicely as the point guard that he is. But I mean, I think that was a terrible trade with Paul George. I mean, you gave up the farm for that guy.
Well, know? I mean, we'll
see. You gave up 8 draft picks for Paul George, playoff P.
Pandemic P. Like, bruh, seriously.
So, I mean, do you think that the Clippers are going to turn this around, or you think they'll...
I think they'll turn it around. I think they'll win the next 3. They just won last night, but they'll probably win the next 3 games.
So you think the series will be 4-2?
It'll be 4-2.
Over Dallas and get Dallas out the way. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. See your boy Tatum score 50.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Jason Tatum, he dropped 50 last night. It was a Herculean effort.
Yeah,
every bit of that 50 in order to get that win, and he's not going to do that every night.
Yeah, so yeah, he's not. They really miss Jaylen Brown in a major way. But Tatum at this point, he's averaging 27-4-4. Mm-hmm. You know, they definitely can't outscore Brooklyn. Brooklyn
at
is
all.
Scoring. They.
At all.
That's a scary team. Brooklyn and Milwaukee are the two best scoring teams in the
right. I get what you're saying, playoffs. But I thought you was about to say Brooklyn and Milwaukee are two of the most scariest teams. Like, hell no. Ain't nobody fearing Milwaukee, man.
Brooklyn, I mean, Milwaukee actually looks like 2015 Golden State to me.
Get the fuck. Okay.
They do. They got guys everywhere shooting from all over the place.
Why the fuck you lying?
Ain't nobody believing that, man.
That's
get
how you
the
feel.
Fuck out of here.
Milwaukee. They look amazing.
Get out of here.
And maybe it's just because of, you know, the Miami matchup.
You just caught in the moment.
No, I mean, they look amazing. They are knocking shots down. Did you see what Brent Forbes did? He scored 14 points off the bench in the first quarter.
I'm not about to do this with you.
They hit like 18 threes in that
game. You know, we haven't argued in quite a long time. I'm not about to do this with you on air. Not at all.
I just think they look really. I think offensively, Milwaukee looks unstoppable right now. Who is the team that you think that can slow it down? Do you think that somebody can slow that down?
Brooklyn is going to beat the shit out of them in the next round.
Brooklyn defense ain't all of that. I mean, Miami has better defense than Brooklyn, and Miami can't do nothing about it. I'm just saying, put it in perspective. I understand how you feel about Brooklyn.
Do you watch these and games?
No, listen.
I'm asking you.
That's why I'm saying
do you
I feel.
Watch?
That's why Milwaukee looks unstoppable offensively.
Do you legit watch these games?
I sat up there and watched the game.
I'm saying, do you watch these games? Not the game. Do you watch these games?
I watch these games.
You sure you watch these games?
You got to answer my question. Who do you think?
Sure.
Who do you think can slow Milwaukee down? Because they look unstoppable.
I just told you. They're not getting out of the next round. Okay?
Let's see how many points a game they average in this series. Because I just want you to answer that question for me. Who? Because Miami can't slow them down. They're going to get swept. Brooklyn don't have better defense than Miami, right? That's all I'm saying, bro.
We not.
Next round, Brooklyn is going to play Milwaukee, right?
I'll tell you what.
So you could have easily just said Brooklyn going to. Now, you said they're going to beat the out of them.
Yes.
That's offensively. Defensively, they have to stop Milwaukee from scoring.
Listen to what I'm telling you.
And they got weapons all over the floor.
Listen to what I'm telling you.
They ain't just got a big three.
Listen to what I'm telling you.
All ears, buddy.
Okay. And you're going to hear this real good. Just because they're getting off on a team that's reliant on Jimmy Butler and Jimmy Butler solely, you're going to sit up here and shout from the rooftops that Milwaukee is this, Milwaukee is that.
Excuse me, Jimmy Butler only averages 12 points a game in the series.
Exactly. And as I said, they're depending on, that's why they're down 3-0. You get my point?
He ain't leading them.
You get my point.
My dog Deadman averaged more than Jimmy.
Do you get my point?
I understand what you're saying.
They're depending on him to be the leader and to be the guy that carried them last year. And that's who they looking to. So when I tell you, when they get to that next round and get that ass taxed.
I hear you.
Don't say I told you so.
I mean, they've been blasting these dudes. They beat them by 34.
Who the hell is Miami, bro? Who are they?
The team that was just in the finals last year representing the Eastern Conference.
Open gym runs.
Hey, if that's how you want to slice that cake, my brother.
Open gym runs. Now, you see people who were emerging as triumphant in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing it now because there's fans out there. It's actual pressure now. In the bubble, there was no pressure.
You make a good point because I feel like Milwaukee would have done far better had they had their fans last year. So you make a valid point there.
Okay, now when when Milwaukee don't make it out the second round, what you gonna say?
To be honest with you, I'm 60-40 Brooklyn over Milwaukee in that second round, but I still give them a 40% chance because the games still have to be played.
They have no shot.
So none. So you saying 100-0?
They have no shot.
Come on, bro.
They have no shot.
Come on, bro.
Come I'm on. Telling you the real. They Come have on, no.
That's not
shot.
Realistic. That's not realistic.
That's very realistic.
Nah, bro.
That's very realistic.
Nah, bro. I'm gonna tell you right now. It's gonna come down to two things, three things. Okay. It's gonna come down to Brooklyn remaining healthy in the next round. It's gonna come down to.
Why are you banking on injuries?
I'm not. And folks, he's saying that because we've had conversations off the mic, and I said, if one of those big three go down for Brooklyn, you ain't gonna be beating your chest so hard. That's all I'm saying.
They will whoop Milwaukee ass with two of them.
Nah, bro. It's not gonna happen. They score with the best of them. That's my point, right? Brooklyn is not a defensive team.
Okay.
They bank on outscoring everybody.
Okay.
This is why I posed a question to you. Who's going to slow him down?
Folks, please forgive him for he knows not what he speaks. Okay. And he doesn't watch. He doesn't.
If that's how you feel.
If
that's how you're going to try to dog your boy.
I'm not dogging you, man. But
you're going to tell me I don't watch the game just because I don't agree with you?
No, it's not that. It's because you have outrageous takes when you're talking about.
You still haven't told me how they're going to slow him down. Milwaukee scores with the best of them. You haven't even got to that point yet.
Okay, well, look, let me shut you up.
They got guys all over the place that can score the ball.
No, no, let me shut you up real quick, okay? Because, again, the reason why everyone's able to shoot the ball in Milwaukee right now is because everybody from Miami is fucking self-checked, okay? They don't have to play defense. They don't have to extend themselves to play defense on the other end when Miami's jacking up 30, 40 fucking bricks from the three-point line, okay? All they got to do is rebound, get down there, and score.
Okay.
So now, when you play Brooklyn, you have to defend, all right? It takes a Herculean effort like Jason Tatum's 50-point night last night to order to stay in the game and stay competitive. How they're going to eliminate. And how do any other team beat Milwaukee? They take Giannis out. You keep him out of the paint. You keep him out of the lanes. And you make him a jump shooter. Game over.
I have a question for you. Who's better between Boston and Miami?
Who's Boston?
Better? Boston is better?
Yes.
Even without Jaylen Brown?
Yes. They would have whooped Miami's ass if they met in a series. Yes.
So Boston would have whooped Miami?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't expect you to say that.
You stuck on last year. This ain't last year. This is a whole new year.
I'm not stuck on last year. I'm just looking at what these teams are putting out there on the floor. And Miami has a complete team on the floor. They're not missing anybody.
Tyler Hero is averaging how many minutes in the playoffs?
Well, that's another story.
Answer the question. He's averaging how many minutes in the fucking playoffs? No, they're a complete team. They're the same. This ain't the same fucking team from last year, big. That's the point that I'm making. This ain't the same team.
I get it. What I'm trying to tell you is that
they're completely
Miami
different.
Is only averaging 80 points a game in the series.
Yeah.
And Boston is in their series, they're averaging 100. They putting up 108 a game on Brooklyn.
Because who do they have? Shooters. Who do they have?
I think Miami has better shooters than Boston.
Get the fuck. Okay.
Really?
All right.
Really?
Okay. That's your opinion.
Should we go down the line?
That's your opinion.
Shooters?
That's your opinion.
Dragic?
That's your opinion, bro. Where are these shooters? Where are they?
They're not performing, but that don't mean that they don't have them.
Okay. They're not performing.
They're not performing.
I rest my case.
Both Boston and Miami going home anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get you to see that.
And soon after Boston and Miami go home, Milwaukee be right behind them.
All right, tell the people what you said the series is going to be. You said that they're going to beat Milwaukee in five.
Yeah, I said no more than six. No more than six. No more than six games.
That's crazy, bro.
Okay. I mean, you
they
see,
don't have no defense, and you sitting up here telling me they're going to beat these guys on five, possibly six?
Yeah.
And they can't stop Milwaukee offensively.
You don't have to worry about that. You put the pressure on Milwaukee and make Milwaukee try to score with you.
I'm looking forward to seeing what these matchups going to look like as far as who they're going to match
up with. Because who you think finna going to match up with Giannis?
Nobody on Brooklyn.
Kevin Durant's going to match up with
him.
Come
on, man.
All he got to do is keep him out the lane.
Come on, bro.
All he got to do is keep him out the lane.
KD too little for Giannis. That's laughable.
Okay, listen. You say it's laughable, but when Miami went ahead and did away with Milwaukee last year, who you think kept Giannis out of the lane? Jimmy Butler.
Once again, that was a different circumstance.
Yeah, okay.
And unfortunately, Jimmy Butler ain't doing it this year.
Different circumstance this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the series to start so I can say I told you so.
I mean, you just make it sound like these guys. You said five? That's do you know how you keep in mind fans are back. Okay? Keep in mind that if Milwaukee takes one in Brooklyn,
they're not.
I'm just saying, bro. We've seen some things before.
They're not. That's like you saying, "Oh, if somebody from Brooklyn goes down with an injury, it's not going to happen."
Didn't Portland beat the Lakers in game one last year?
It's not going to happen.
I'm just saying things happen. Things happen.
Look, now. Okay, continue with your...
My thing is this. Just keep in mind that there are going to be fans. Fans are a factor. And it's going to be more of a series than you're giving it credit for. You're not giving it credit. You're saying that these guys are going to get beat in five? That's... You're saying Brooklyn is going to destroy Milwaukee. That's asinine for you to say that.
Okay.
That's crazy for you to even think that. It's going to be a seven-game series, man.
Okay. Well, like I said, whenever you want to put some money up on it, right here on the show.
This guy.
I got $500 right now saying that that game, that that series is not going seven. $500
You ain't got 500 to say it's going five.
What?
You ain't got 500 to say it's going five.
I got 500 to say it ends in six.
Okay. Six is different.
But you want to put some money on that?
Nah. We ain't got to do all that.
At worst, six.
I hear what you're saying. Let's talk about Philly and Washington a little bit. I got to say, I must admit, I'm not a Ben Simmons guy.
It's time for him to go.
Yeah.
Even though he's averaging a triple-double.
Yeah, he is. He's averaging 14, 12, and almost 12.
But that ain't enough.
Bradley Beal's on the other side, 33, 7, and 5.
That's not enough.
So, yeah. What is Russ not averaging a triple-double?
Nah. Russ getting ejected and shit, man. You know, which leads us to, you know, the fan that poured popcorn on him.
Oh, man.
What the fuck was that all about?
Oh, man.
What was that all about?
Oh, man, you can't do that, man.
Listen, folks.
These fans are out of pocket, man.
Don't be that fan. Please. Do not be that fan. You know.
I mean, what are these fans really on? I mean, their fans just got back into the stadiums, the arenas. Everybody's excited. We get it. But what possesses you, number one, to do something so disrespectful to a player who's entertaining you that you came to see? Number two, you know, if it happened to you, you would flip it. You know, you would be upset about it.
And like if you just walked, if somebody just walked up to you and poured popcorn on your head, you'd be ready to fight.
Absolutely. And then number three, it's security cameras everywhere. They got different angles. They got different camera views. They will find you. They will find out who you are. And now because you got all emotional or happy or horny or whatever it was.
Horny?
I'm just saying, man, people are crazy. You seen Russell Westbrook coming under the tunnel, pour popcorn on the man. And guess what? You'll never be allowed back in that arena ever again.
Fuck that. You need your ass whooped.
Like I said, man, about the Trae Young thing, because Trae Young spat on him.
He spit at him, but it didn't reach him. But
they should have put the camera on him.
No.
Show his face.
Yeah, not only that.
Like Shaq said.
If 50 Cent knew, he should have turned around and knocked it. Oh, I wish 50 would have, because he spit, when he put the spit on Trae Young.
50 was right there too?
50 was right there, but his girl was right next to him. And his girl went to wipe her. Like, what the fuck was that? You know what I'm saying? She thinking it's something from somebody's drink, not
now,
knowing.
I saw it was a white young lady directly in front.
That she sat on the other side. No.
Okay.
It was a different angle. The guy was right behind.
Yeah, I was looking at the close-up.
Yeah, he was right behind 50 Cent's girlfriend. It was 50 Cent, his girlfriend, and then the white lady. Okay. I don't want to call her white lady, but it was the lady.
She was a white lady.
She was she's an actress, though.
But
she was right there. And then
you use profanity, but you don't want to say the white lady.
Because that's racist, man. And
it's not.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying it like that.
I mean, you're not saying it in a racist way.
Okay.
I don't think that's racist at all. White, black,
okay, well,
brown, whatever, you know.
The white lady was, she was on the other side of 50 Cent's girlfriend.
It's not like you calling her a honky or nothing or something like that.
Wow.
I mean, that would be like kind of out of pocket.
Yeah, but we don't do that
either. I'm just saying, like, that's not, it's not racist to call somebody white. I don't think it is.
No. I'm saying, like, just to make it seem like the white lady, but no, not like that. You know what I'm saying? But long story short, the individual was standing behind 50 Cent's girlfriend, and then
when I just said that word, it just put me in the mind of George Jefferson.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
He used to say that all the time.
Exactly. Him and Archie Bunker used to go at it.
Right. Archie Bunker used to say the N word.
I don't think he said it.
He did, bro. You didn't know?
I know. No, I'm talking about on air.
Yeah, on the show.
Oh wow.
On the
Negro or Negro or nigger.
It was either or . But it was the N-word.
Archie would have got his ass pilt live
camera.
You
didn't know? You can Google it. You can YouTube it. You didn't know that?
No, I'm saying I knew he was racist in real life.
He said it on the show on, what is it called, All in the Family?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it on the show.
They let him say it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, moving on. That shit's not important. But anyhow, dude went to go spit. You know, he pulled his mask down. He went to go spit or whatever. So, you know, he should have got his ass stomped out immediately. You know, she should be charged with assault. and
absolutely,
you know, and face the stiffest of fines and penalties that there are to face. You know, NBA needs to step up and do something about these damn fans because it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I know that Adam Silver came out with the statement and everything like
that's not good enough.
Right. Of course. No, I agree with you. It's absolutely ridiculous, man. You know what's going on with these fans, man. It's getting out of hand, man. I would like to personally see them do some kind of jail time or community service or something like that, because it's ridiculous, man. You know, the players can't go up in the stands and do stuff. They'll get suspended, fined, the whole nine if they go up in the stands. So for you to make them feel unsafe or make them feel like they got to watch their back or look over their heads, or, you know what I'm saying? Like that, like that's not a good feeling for them. Real quick, what do you think about this Dallas Clippers series? I know you said that Rondo
is finally running a point.
Luka, 38 a game, bro?
Yeah.
38, 8.7, and 9 assists.
He's all they have.
Luka is a heck of a player, man.
But look at Kawhi's numbers.
Kawhi's putting up
34, 8, and 4.
34, 8, and 4. And the series is, it's a lot closer than it looks. I mean, the points is Dallas is averaging 116 a game.
The Clippers will win the next three games.
Ooh.
They'll win the next three.
I'm going to see what some of Dallas's teammates are doing, what Luka's teammates are doing.
Tim Hardaway Jr. is carrying a big part of that, you know, a big part of the load. He's carrying a nice portion of bulk there. But okay,
here's some stats here. your favorite player, Reggie Jackson. Yeah, he's third on the team in scoring behind Kawhi and Paul George. Kawhi is putting up 34, Paul George 26.7. Reggie with 11. Some of these guys are not stepping up at all.
What is his field goal percentage?
Reggie,
and where is this, and what's his assist?
Reggie assist per game is 3.
Mm.
3 is 11 and 3 off the bench though. Right? His field goal percentage is 40%.
Mm.
40%.
Now look at Rondo.
Rondo? Well, let me find Rondo. Okay. Rondo's putting up 7 points, 6.3 assists, and his field goal percentage is 43.8.
Mm. Better PER, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Patrick Beverly, 5 points a game.
2 assists.
1 assist.
You see what I'm saying? He shouldn't be playing. He shouldn't be playing.
He's only playing 15 minutes a game.
You see, he shouldn't be playing
Rondo
at all.
Rondo's playing 23 minutes a
now
game.
Now Rondo, because they gave him more minutes yesterday.
And Reggie is playing 28.3.
See what I'm saying?
Minutes per game. Reggie Jackson is fourth in minutes per game. Kawhi, Paul George, Marcus Morris, who ain't doing jack, he's averaging 9 points a game, but, like, no rebounds, no assists.
Mm.
0.7 assists.
Terrible.
He's averaging more fouls than anything else, 4.7.
So look, this is what it is. I told you what gets them going and what's going to make them go. Okay, is Rajon Rondo, playoff Rondo.
What's up with Serge Ibaka?
His back, man. He didn't play last night.
Okay. I see Zubac is only playing 17 minutes a game. I don't feel like Tyronn Lue is playing his rosters right, like you said.
He's not, and that's he's not at all. You know what I'm saying? He don't know what the heck he's doing, man. You know, and dude totally needs to get it together. Because this ain't the move, man. This ain't the play for the underlay.
Now on the Dallas side, you got Luka at 38. Timmy Hardaway Jr. is at 20. He's averaging 20, 3.7 rebounds. And a couple of assists. Porzingis is averaging only 14 a game. What's up with that? And he's playing 34 minutes a game. 14 points, 3.7 rebounds, and 2 assists. It's kind of messed up. Now, Jalen Brunson has stepped up in a major way. He's averaging 12.7, a couple of assists a game. Maxi Kebler's playing 35 minutes a game. He's putting up 11. So I don't know why Josh Richardson isn't playing more. Actually, I don't know why Josh Richardson isn't starting. He's only averaging 17 minutes a game. He's putting up 7 off the bench. Willie Cauley-Stein, I think he's a bum.
Well, right, as we speak right now, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you probably hear this later in the day and probably know the outcome. However, the Miami Heat are up 51-44 over the Milwaukee Bucks in, late into the second quarter.
Okay. Thank you for that update. 58-46, second quarter. Another game going on later on. Portland and Denver's playing at 4. What you think about that series, man?
Portland and Denver.
It's 2-1 right now, Denver.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
Portland can score with them, though. Portland's putting up 115
okay, look,
a game.
Look. Mm-hmm. All right.
Dame is putting up 38 a game, 9 assists.
And down 1-2. And this is why I told you. This is why Dame does not get the recognition that everyone feels he deserves. You have to win important games.
They won game one. And
that wasn't important. Game three was important.
1, 3, and 5, in my opinion, are important.
Okay, well, game three was important. He didn't do it.
Game one sets the tone.
Okay.
Especially if you're on the road.
He didn't do it. So, look, you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is this. The reason why people say Steph, because Steph has 3 titles. Steph has 2 MVPs. Steph has a gluttony of accolades.
Okay.
But Steph also has 3 championships. Steph has also come up big in moments where he carried his team. He damn near single-handedly.
You can't say Dame ain't came up big, though.
Okay, listen, buzzer beaters. Listen. Fuck the buzzer beaters. Fuck. It doesn't mean nothing if you can't produce a title. He hasn't produced a title. Do you know how much criticism Steph Curry would get if he never won a title and was doing all this shit?
Look at the great team he has, though. Dame never had a team like that.
You want to say great team. You want to say great team. Okay? Wasn't shit great until Kevin Durant got there. Steph Curry has been to the finals twice before Kevin Durant got there. Has won a title once before Kevin Durant got there. Damn near won another title before Kevin Durant got there. And lost in the game 7 off a Kyrie Irving fucking prayer from the hash.
Okay. But my point is that the Warriors have always had a better team than Portland. Always.
Listen, they didn't make this.
Am I right?
They didn't make this Golden State team. They drafted them. They drafted every single player.
Just about,
and they all developed.
Just about, yeah. You got a good point with
they
that.
They drafted every single player, and they all developed. No different than what the fuck Dame Lillard is working with.
Dame Lillard lost.
See, the thing
Aldridge.
Is about.
If Aldridge would have stayed there.
Okay, listen. The thing is this, right? Dame Lillard. You know where they, you know, there's a saying like empty calories.
Mm-hmm.
Where you eat
empty
a,
stats. Is that what you're going to say?
Where you eat a bunch of shit, mm-hmm, and it's just empty calories.
Yeah.
Dame Lillard has empty points, empty stats. Okay. And listen to me when I tell you this, people.
Wait,
big. Let me tell you. It gets to this point because I have to bring this up. Okay. Dame Lillard will drop the majority of his buckets in the first 3 quarters. By fourth quarter crunch time, Dame is so spent and so exhausted that, yeah, Dame got 40. Let me finish.
Okay.
Dame got 40. But we really need these last 2 baskets in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Where's Dame Lillard? He's nowhere to be found. And that's the honest to God truth. Game 2, they got blew out. Game 3. They needed Dame Lillard scoring in the fourth. Where was Dame? He wasn't there. Why? Because he was so busy getting empty baskets. LeBron James used to do the same shit. We'll go hard quarters 1 through 3. You remember this?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go hard through quarters 1 through 3. Come fourth quarter, where's LeBron?
Yeah.
He ain't took a damn shot.
Especially down the last 5 or 6 minutes.
Exactly.
Of the game. Yeah.
Now, Steph Curry. Last 5 minutes. What he doing? Nailing dagger threes. Dagger threes. Big time. Big time. Shut the door. Put the kids to sleep. kiss the wife on the cheek. It's over. Put the kids to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Go looking for dinner. That's the difference between Steph Curry and Dame Lillard. Okay,
I wasn't really bringing up the Steph thing. You kind of brought
No. I was just saying that. I was just saying, you know, because people be like, oh well, Steph did this, but Dame did the same thing. No, he didn't. But this is why when people try to compare the two, you can't compare the two.
I think you can compare the two from a offensive scoring ability standpoint. After that, the comparisons end. The line is drawn. You can't compare their careers. You can't compare their rosters. You can't compare any of that. Steph wins a million miles every single time. Can't compare. There's no comparison. No comprende. But when you talk about an offensive scoring ability standpoint, we were just at the restaurant, bro, right? And right. We pulled up the 50-point games, right?
Right.
Dame is up there.
Oh, yeah, he's up there.
Right. So you can't just be like, you know, that's nothing.
But you do it to Will Chamberlain.
No.
Yes. You've done it to Will Chamberlain. So we literally sat here.
This is my thing, right? Everything, there's levels to everything. Nothing is just, oh, that's what it is. You have to talk it out, right? For me, this is what I said. And I said this many months ago, many episodes ago. You guys can catch it when you check out our episodes. Season 2, right? I said Bill Russell was overrated, and I said Will Chamberlain was not a winner.
Damn! He tripping, people.
Those were my words. And guess what?
He tripping.
A year later, I stand by them.
He's tripping.
Will Chamberlain had 118 50-point games. That's beautiful. Now, I'm going to take up a page out of your book, right? When you said about Dame, he doesn't win, right? Will Chamberlain played how many years? Let's look that up. I'm gonna look that up.
I think Will played about 12, 13 years.
I got you. I'm gonna give you the exact answer.
But in the meantime, in between time, while you looking that up, he also has a title.
One. That's my point.
It don't matter. Dame has none.
That's my point.
Dame has none. And probably is going to finish his career with none.
He will.
That's the whole point that we making here.
I got to get used to this MacBook.
Look at you, man.
I'm over here typing.
But what I'm saying is, you know,
Will Chamberlain played in the NBA for a grand total of, why didn't he just give me a regular answer?
I told you, man. It was probably about 12.
15.
15.
16 years. 16, 16 years. Years.
Okay.
From 1958 to 73,
mm-hmm.
That man has one NBA title to his name.
But he got a title.
They even say he had a 100-point game, which is questionable because there's no footage of it. He sat there in front of his locker and held that paper up that said 100. Okay, Will, we believe you. But if Will Chamberlain had 118 50-point games and he ended his career... I'm sorry. I said he played for 16. He played four. They said he played 14 NBA seasons for three teams. 30 points a game, 22.9 rebounds. So you might as well say 23. 30 points, 23 rebounds, 4.4 assists, and 1,045 regular season games. Wilt won 4 MVP awards and was selected to play in 13 All-Star games.
Currently at halftime, the Miami Heat are up 64 to 57.
Okay, and they're still going to get swept like Chuck said. So, but my whole point is Will played in all these games, right? They said he benched 500 pounds, slept with 10,000 women. That man got one championship to his name.
And Dame has none. And Dame has none.
But Dame ain't done.
He ain't going to get one.
You know what?
He's not getting one.
Well, no. Wait. Before you say that, because I beg to differ.
Where are you going to get it?
I would be willing to bet you that Dame will have at least one championship when his career is over.
This is laughable. How much you want to put on it?
Because
he's never leaving Portland. So how much you want to put on it?
That remains to be seen. Because Dame is only like 28.
How much you want to put on it?
So he might go somewhere at the end of his career. It's very possible. Very possible. It's very possible. Or Portland might finally acquire the piece that they need. But I think Dame will leave, though. Because Dame going to realize, I ain't going to win here. He's not. Every year, it's going to always be at least 3 to 4 teams better than Portland.
Everybody.
But I believe Dame will have one before it's over.
Fuck out of here. He ain't winning shit.
He won't win anything in Portland. He won't win anything.
You got to understand, it's the same cat that sat up there and said that he's not going to go team up with nobody else. He ain't going to do this. He ain't going to do that. You know, he want to stick to the code and win it on his own. Good luck with that shit.
Yeah, he'll die on that hill then.
Good luck with that. Because that ain't happening. I'm going to tell you straight up, that ain't happening. So, hey. In other news.
All right, so to get to the 50-point list.
Look, no one cares.
You don't want to talk about it?
We off of that now. Okay. Let's move on.
Well, I was just going to list the top 5 players on that list.
Well, run them down real quick. Run them down. Most 50-point top 5.
I'm going to do top 10.
He want to add another 5.
Wilt has 118.
The next closest.
Mike, the next closest is
Jordan.
Mike.
38?
31.
31.
Kobe has 25.
So the top 3
mm-hmm.
is Wilt,
Mike,
Kobe.
James Harden is going to pass Michael and Kobe when he's done. He's at 23 right now. The next one is Elgin Baylor at 5. He had 17 50-point games in his career. Rick Barry has 14. Wow, who knew? I didn't know that.
Rick Barry was
he
the
got
true.
More than LeBron.
Rick Barry was the true.
Bron got 12. Rick Barry was the one that shot the little granny free throws, right?
Yeah.
That's
he was there with
John
Jerry West
Barry
and
yeah.
him
dad.
Yeah.
John Barry and Rick and Brent Barry. Number
6.
7 is LeBron. He has 12. Dame Lillard also has 12.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my man Dame. Allen Iverson is number 9 with 11.
Mm.
Number 10, Kareem.
All right.
He has 10, and Steph has 9.
Mm.
So he's number 11. So we'll
Steph is going to move up that list as his career goes.
Bro, KD only got 6. He with Bernard King and Dominique Wilkins.
So be it. Hey, getting that 50 burger is hard, man. Getting that 50 burger is real hard. So.
Yeah, it is. It is. It definitely is.
You know.
Jerry West only had 5. Russ had 5.
No doubt.
Yep. So, yeah. Let's talk about NASCAR, bro.
What about it, man? What about NASCAR?
NASCAR, we were talking about this as well. We talked about how boring it is. I think one thing that's dope about NASCAR, though, is that all the different... remember those jackets we used to wear?
Yeah.
With the M&Ms on them and the Tide and all that. Those jackets used to be real hot in style back in the day. But NASCAR, man, we just had a conversation. Do you guys realize that NASCAR has 200 laps? I don't think all the events. See, I don't know enough about it to know that every single race has 200 laps. I'm sure there are some NASCAR events that have less than 200 laps. But I'd rather watch paint dry than sit there and watch guys go around the track 200 freaking times.
One of the things why NASCAR, and I don't get this either. You know, you put your biggest, you kick off your racing season with the biggest race of the year, which is Daytona. That's yep. the, and then after that, it's like nothing else matters. So, you know.
Why you say that?
No, because nobody pays any mind to that, bro. After it, it's a done damn deal. You know what I'm saying? It is, bro. Like, and then, you know, exactly when in NASCAR, in some races, when it rains too much, they'll finish the race tomorrow. What?
Yeah, that's
like, are you serious right
now? I mean, it's almost like having a rain out in baseball. But NASCAR started in 1948. It was originally founded by Bill France Sr. in Daytona Beach, Florida. Which is why the Daytona 500 is such a popular event.
Yeah, but their point system is all fucked up.
Daytona 500 is the home opener. So they all
that's stop. What I'm saying. Like yeah. the their point system, you know what I'm saying? Their point system and all that, you know, it's crazy. And then, you know, what also makes NASCAR dying, it's just like, who the hell cares? They try to compete on Sundays with football. That ain't happening. That's not happening. You know, everybody's tuning in and watching football. That's the crazy thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then NASCAR's power only concept. The cars would be too fast.
Yeah.
Like, what? I thought that was the whole point, is for the cars to be ridiculously fast.
Yeah. What's the fastest? Do you know what the fastest car is?
Nah. They all have to be a certain speed, bro. They all got to be the certain speed. Can't no car be faster than the other.
Okay.
That evens the playing field. Gotcha. So.
Cars reach up to 200 miles per hour.
They can't go no faster than that, you know.
Could you imagine going 200, bro? Hey. Down the straightaway? I wonder what's the fastest they go around the curb. Around that bend part?
Yeah.
Probably about 75. Hmm. Man, them accidents be crazy, too. Some of them cars be looking like they be flailing in the air.
They be getting fucked up.
Them cars be getting towed up.
But NASCAR is a boring. I just can't get into it. It's boring as fuck. I don't care for it.
There are some things about it that's
cool. It's a hobby. At the end of the day, NASCAR is a hobby. It's not a sport.
Them cars look fun, though. They look fun. And I like some of the colors and stuff. And, you know, they got the numbers on them, like jersey numbers and stuff. So just looking at some of the tracks, Martinsville Speedway is shaped like an oval. It's shaped like a paper. They call it the paperclip.
Yeah.
Martinsville Speedway with tight 588-foot turns and 800-foot flat straights. It's actually dope, guys. You guys should look it up. Martinsville Speedway. It actually looks like a paperclip. But 200 miles an hour, that is insane. The elevation is 740 feet with the track width of 55 feet.
They do
500 laps at Martinsville, bro. I thought 200 was like the max,
bro.
What in God's name? Do you know how long that would take?
Hey.
500 laps?
Hey.
Jesus. That's crazy. Yeah, that's just something I could never get into.
And I never care to get into
I would. The race that would be fun is if they just line the cars up and they just did like 1,000 feet. And they just said, who can go the fastest for 1,000 feet and just drive down. But the laps, they kill me with the laps. And them cars be so close.
All right, fuck NASCAR. Nobody listening to us. Fucking listening to NASCAR.
Sorry,
bro.
For our NASCAR
they
fans.
Don't listen. We'll watch.
We'll do our education on NASCAR.
They don't watch NASCAR, bro. If they listen to us, I guarantee it.
Listen, we got international people.
And they damn sure ain't fucking with no NASCAR. Man. Might be a Grand Prix, not no NASCAR.
Man, trust me, bro. Somebody out there that loves us loves NASCAR.
Okay.
So for those, we love you back. Yeah.
For those that are listening, go to the Big and Bright Show on Twitter and tweet if you like NASCAR or not. For those that hear this.
Now watch. Let us know.
I want to see if there's some NASCAR fans out there. Ain't nobody paying attention to that shit.
I'm about to tweet it right now.
Ain't nobody paying attention to that. But before you start tweeting, Twitter fingers, let's talk about the NFL, man. And this Julio Jones situation. Now, they're saying that the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams are willing to offer a first round pick. The crazy thing about it is, where the hell is they getting this first round pick from? The future? Are they borrowing a first round pick on credit? What the hell are they doing?
You said what happened? I was tweeting. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Actually, I wasn't tweeting. I was texting. I got a really important text message.
I gotta replace you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You gotta replace me.
We're gonna replace Big one day, folks. Watch.
Big ain't going nowhere. You said what about a first round pick though?
I said that the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers offered Atlanta.
Neither one of them have a first round pick.
I don't understand. Like I said, are they getting them on credit? What the hell is going on? Are these credit based first round picks? What's the deal?
They got to be 2025 picks
for old ass Julio Jones. Who's offering that? Who's offering that?
Especially Julio being 33. Yeah, he's 33. Injury prone. No, stop. No, it's not happening. It's not happening. It's absolutely not happening. Julio Jones is going to have to go somewhere where they're garbage, where they got some money, like Jacksonville. It's not happening because none of them teams can even pay him $20 million a year anyway. What might end up happening is he might get cut. But San Fran, San Fran, the Browns, and the Patriots are the three teams right now being mentioned.
Well, that's well, according to Jeffrey Chidiya, that's three teams that need Julio Jones, not three teams who made an offer for Julio Jones.
Right, but they're interested in him. I didn't say they made an offer. They're interested in him.
That need Julio.
That's what
Cleveland does not need Julio.
No, they don't really need him. Yeah, I agree with you on that. But Jeffrey Chidiya said the Patriots might be a nice little situation.
He said he wanted to go to New England and play with Cam Newton. I stated that on the show last week.
Yeah. But Cam's days is numbered. It says Patrick Peterson has Arizona circled on his calendar.
Why? You're old.
Because the Vikings, you know, he's with the Vikings now.
Right, so. But I'm just saying you're old. So don't be bitter.
So don't be that guy. No, he just, you know, that's his old team. You want to play against him.
Yeah. I'm sure they were chomping at the bit to play his old washed ass too. I'm certain they are.
Yeah. Arizona got some good receivers, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. And you know what's funny? It's gonna be the washed matchup. It's gonna be your boy AJ Green versus Patrick Peterson. That should be fun to watch.
Well, you know,
AJ Green coming off all them injuries.
Hey, what's a crazy thing is that the Los Angeles Rams are still trying to figure out their offensive line. And right now they got Austin Corbett working as the center.
That's why Stafford going to get pounded.
Exactly. And the crazy thing about it is going into this year heavily for damn sure is the fact that the Rams have to play the Chicago Bears defensive line the first game of the season. It was also that defense is all coming back healthy this year for the first time.
The Bears?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so
nice.
You know, that's like wow.
Speaking of the Bears, it looks like Jay Cutler has something to say about Justin Fields.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't start Justin Fields right away. He would let him sit back and learn and let Andy Dalton go out there. But, I mean, at some point in time, especially during training camp, it's only so long that Andy Dalton can hold this young man off.
Yeah, he said it'd be tough to just throw him out there like that. It's a tough spot, you know.
Yeah, I mean, because he couldn't handle it.
Chicago,
yeah, because he couldn't handle it.
He said, I think Andy is more serviceable, and I think they can win games with Andy and kind of pull the ship along until Justin Fields is ready. So just an opinion from an old
former
quarterback, you know,
from an old scrub. But, you know,
Jay Cutler, that's his thoughts.
Jay, good people, man. It's just, yeah. You know.
Yeah, that was funny when I ain't gonna say that's funny. That's not funny.
Well, you know,
remember when his wife divorced him and said he was lazy. He was like a lazy bum.
She didn't see that from the field. Especially when he played. But hey, it is what it is, you know.
Sleeping on the couch all day with all that money under him.
Damn right. But hey, so be it.
Do you think that there's a chance that Julio might go to Green Bay?
No.
Okay.
No. Why would he go to Green Bay when Aaron Rodgers don't even want to be in Green Bay?
Well, they might try to do something to keep Aaron there. But at this point, I do feel that it's too far gone. I do feel that the relationship has been damaged. It's just funny that when Aaron Rodgers did that interview, he was just talking about how much he loved his teammates.
Did you see the Kenny Mayne interview that he did?
I think that's the one where he was talking. I just heard the audio of it.
Okay.
And that's the one where he was talking about he loved his teammates and all that stuff.
He was telling Kenny Mayne, he really didn't mention the Packers.
Teammates. Okay, so that's a different interview then. Yeah, he's finally speaking out a little bit. Good. You know? But what do you think about your team? My team looks good in OTAs. I know it's just a little to start.
It's shorts and t-shirts, man. Come on, dude.
They just look good out there.
Don't do that to yourself.
My man Hockenson looked like Aquaman out there.
shorts and t-shirts, man.
He cut up. He looks pretty good. I'm looking forward to seeing Hawk out there this year.
It's shorts and t-shirts, man. That's the funny part, but
no diggity.
It's hilarious, man. I mean, you know, you got your fat ass offensive lineman Penei Sewell out there throwing passes. Like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw.
What are you doing?
Hey, I saw that. They just having a little fun out there, man. Football is a fun game. You got to be able to have some fun with it. You know what I mean?
Cowboys tight end Schultz on Dak Prescott. The ball is coming out the same as it was before the injury. So that's telling you everything you need to know about Dak.
Oh, I knew Dak was going to be all right. You know, I knew he was going to be all right. That's why we knew that they had to go ahead and take care of him. So I'm glad that they went ahead and did the right thing.
Yeah, so. Comical. Mm-hmm. Comical quote of the week. Packers are happy with Jordan Love's development as he enters the NFL's second season.
Why the fuck you lying?
Why you lying?
I had a dream that he got traded.
He ain't getting traded.
I had a dream Jordan Love got traded. Yep, I sure did.
It's hilarious.
Yep.
So, Lions rookie tackle Penei Sewell admits moving to right tackle not that easy.
Yeah, he said it's tough. It's almost equivalent of if you're a right-handed person that writes, and then you got to switch to your left hand. I mean, you can get some words down, but it's gonna take a longer time. It's gonna be a little tougher. So, yeah. I've always thought that playing on one side of the line versus the other. I mean, think about it. He's been playing left side since he was a kid. Now he's going to be switched to the right side and at the toughest level he's ever played at. So tough, man. I can only imagine. I think one of the toughest positions to ever play. What do you think the top three toughest positions to
play?
Why
is they having him play right tackle though?
Because Taylor Decker's a Pro Bowl left tackle. You're not going to switch Taylor Decker.
I guess.
Right?
But I mean, if somebody was an all world coming out of college left tackle.
But he's 6'8", 340, bro. You really going to ask your 7-year veteran left tackle to move to the right side? No way. You're going to say rookie, you have to adjust, right? And because he can play left, if anything happens to Taylor Decker, hey, we can plug Penei Sewell in there.
I guess.
But I'm not moving my 7-year.
You shouldn't have.
Well, 6-year, I'm sorry.
You shouldn't have drafted him.
I disagree.
But this is where people have that ordeal where they just like, okay, if this was the case, what the fuck you draft him for?
Because they feel like he can play multiple positions.
I know. I get it.
And his versatility will show.
I get it.
Over time.
I get it. But what if he don't adapt well to that?
Yeah, I feel you. So. What do you think the three toughest positions to play are in the NFL as a rookie?
Left tackle, quarterback, and...
I'm waiting for it.
I would have to say left tackle, quarterback... And I would say middle linebacker.
What? Corner, bro. I would say corner would be the second toughest after quarterback.
I would say
as a rookie.
Mm-hmm. I would say middle linebacker because you're the captain. You're the play caller of the defense.
Yeah, but if you're a rookie middle linebacker, chances are you're a first round pick, and you've done this for a long, long time. But a cornerback.
I still got to go with
I think corner would be the toughest after quarterback. Obviously, quarterback is the toughest because you're in full command of the team. And then after that, I would say corner. And then I would say tackle.
I still got to go with the anchor of the defense and
left tackle
in the middle. So
I hear you.
Buccaneers defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, even with 22 returning starters, is still a different team.
Yeah,
he basically said we're starting at the bottom and we have to work our way back up. So, you know, he's letting it know just because we're returning all 22 starters, this is still a work in progress. So, Todd Bowles is saying they're starting at the bottom and they're working their way right back up again.
See, that's the PC answer, but this is the first time in NFL history that a team brought back all 22 starters. This is very, very rare. So, shout out to the Bucs for doing that, man. Normally, every time a team goes to the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl, teams are automatically eager to pluck off of that Super Bowl winning tree of players. So for them to be able to bring all those guys back, that's a huge shout out to Tom Brady. And it's showing everybody how serious they are about repeating. which we know repeating is the hardest thing to do. Yeah, well, in the NFL. So,
all right. So, with that said, this is the segment where we get into the bootiest of the booty.
Ooh, the booty.
Oh, where we give out a box of booty O's to ensure people are not booty the next week. So, Big, starting off with you, who do you want to give your first box of the booty O's to?
My first box of booty O's, I would have to give it to the Miami Heat.
The booty!
Miami, I think you guys are going to get swept today. I think it's over. But go ahead and take that box. If you win today, then you live to play tomorrow. Get it together.
Win today, live to play another day.
Yep.
Right now, the score is currently 68-62. Heat.
68-62, and they at the crib, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
8:40 left
in
the third.
They might get a dub just to, you know, they might get a gentleman's sweep. They might get a gentleman's sweep. We'll see.
My next box of booty O's goes to none other than the Washington Wizards. Cue it.
The booty! Oh!
Philly ain't that damn good. Okay? Y'all making them look like world beaters, man. Come on, dog. Y'all should step up, do something. Russ, man, come on, man. This is the reason why you getting passed around like jail pussy. In the NBA.
Wow, wasn't expecting to hear that one, buddy.
I'm straight up, man. You know, so it is what it is. You gotta come with it, man. Steal a game. Do something. Make this a competitive series. At least win one damn game. Don't go out getting swept, man.
Yeah, that eighth seed ain't nothing nice. It's funky. That's a funky. Damn. It's funky being at the bottom. My next box of booty O's is going to the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, they're 17-33. But they're 6-18 at home where there are fans. Give them a box.
The booty! Oh!
6-18 at the crib, Baltimore. By the way, I love Baltimore's colors. I love that orange and black. So dope. And I love that wall out there in the outfield. Yeah.
Well, yep. My next box of the booty O's goes to none other than the Los Angeles City traffic. Cue it.
The booty! Oh!
You had Shohei Ohtani stuck in traffic, and he missed his first pitching start of the season because your traffic is so bad. So bad.
That's nuts.
He couldn't make it. He couldn't even get a damn police escort to the stadium.
Oh, man.
That's bull, man.
Sorry to hear that.
That's bull.
My last and final box of the booty O's is going to none other than the Green Bay Packers general manager, Brian Gutekunst. Did I say that right? Gutekunst? I'm close enough.
Okay.
Gutekunst.
Brian Gutekunst. I said it. All right. Yeah, dude, like, really? Like, what are you doing? You have the best quarterback in the NFL, hands down. And you can't do anything right to accommodate this guy. First of all, it's the ultimate disrespect. And I don't know why I'm so late giving him this box of booty O's. It was the ultimate disrespect by drafting Aaron Rodgers' replacement in the first round. You traded up. You did not only draft a quarterback in the first round. You traded up to get this guy. When you are trying to win a Super Bowl, you didn't get anything that could help him right now. So, Brian Gutekunst.
My last and final box of the booty O's goes to the fan in the Madison Square Garden that spit at Trey Jones, and the fan in Philadelphia
Trey Young.
Fuck him. And the fan that poured the popcorn on Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
You two sons of bitches gets a box of
the booty. Oh,
y'all straight up tripping. Just straight up and down tripping, man. I don't understand what y'all on. What y'all tripping on? What y'all thinking on? But y'all need to get it together, man. That shit is all the way foul.
I got
to
give one more box. And this
it'll be real quick.
Jerry West, you get a box of
the booty. Oh.
And by the way, happy belated birthday to you as well.
Damn.
He just turned 83. But you traded 8 draft picks for Paul George, and you guys are no closer to the championship. So, got to give you a box, old timer.
Damn. Well, hey, hopefully
we made your day a little bit bigger
and a little bit brighter. Make sure to tune in to us on Instagram, Facebook,
and Twitter.
Make sure to rock with us on Gmail too at
thebigandbrightshow@gmail.com. Anytime, baby.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, ladies and gentlemen. And before we get up out of here, we just want y'all to know. We definitely just want y'all to know that even though we do rock on here, we rock in real life. Just because we rock don't mean we made a stone, baby. No, let me go. But make sure y'all rock with us next week, man. We'll be back same time, same channel. Go ahead, lead us out. Deuce and Sama.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.